You know, I hit yes halfway through that, so I think all of the recording call was you going, no!
You want to do it over?
No.
Okay.
No. Fuck that.
No.
You guys...
No.
I'm sorry, I'm kind of on the edge of my seat right now.
Why?
The strange lady dressed as a pirate with the symbol-carrying monkey is trying to steal the glowy power thing from the lady who they keep calling Go-Go 5, but is clearly a Lightspeed Rescue Ranger.
Wait, which one are you on? There's the monkey, so you're obviously after Bosco came in.
It's the Go-Go 5 tribute, 22, I think episode 22. The one all about how Luke is not... really a bit. She's all motherly and whatnot, but only to Aim.
Well, yeah, because Aim's her little sister.
I tell you, I was pleasantly. I think I've mentioned on the podcast before my massive crush on Luca.
I saw her first.
So I'm like,
I saw her at least 2 years before you did.
I'm like, man, I wonder if this series knows what a crush I have on Luca. And then they were like, hey, we're going to do a whole episode where she's dressed up like a French maid. And I'm like, you do. And I told Phil that. And the only response I got from him was a picture of Luca looking pissed off.
Is it that one? Where
the last, like, three replies I've gotten from Phil have just been Go Kyger screenshots. I'm like, I fucking get it, dude. You're a fan.
Was it that picture of her looking pissed, but not really pissed, and actually kind of adorable?
Yeah, that's like every picture of her, though. Well, I gotta say, too, I remember you said at one point, kind of making fun of Phil, you said, Phil's a great choice to cosplay Gokai Silver, because they're both kind of spazzes anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you were fucking understating that when you said Gokai Silver was a fucking... Jesus Christ.
I told ya.
What the... I was not expecting that. I can't wait to see how Saban destroys the magic.
Oh, well, they've already completely done it injustice by casting some, like, tall, muscular blonde guy. When I thought, like, after Samurai, the perfect Silver Ranger, or perfect Gokai Silver, would have been Spike.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a dork, he's spazzy... It would have finally given, like, the whole Bulk and Skull storyline It would have brought it full circle, because now someone in their group is a Power Ranger.
Right.
And, I mean, the whole role of him and Bulk and Samurai was to try to be like the Power Rangers, so it would have been him, like, finally getting there.
Yeah, but the downside of that is every morphing sequence would have went, Gokai Silver!
Him doing his really bad skull laugh.
Look, I'm just going to make this recommendation now to anybody watching it. Next year when Super Mega Force is on the air, don't watch that. Go to YouTube, just watch Gokaiger.
Well, part of me says yes, but part of me is like, Power Rangers,
give it an episode. Yeah, but it's
going to
suck.
Sentai.
But it's going to suck.
I'm not even going to say that it's going to suck.
It's gonna suck.
I'm not gonna be that guy. But, it's like, it's Power Rangers is telling its own story using the footage, so okay, it's not gonna be the same. Fine.
And it's gonna suck.
But I'm sure that people said the same thing about Mighty Morphin. There was probably some Zoo Ranger fan that was like, what is Saban doing with that? They're not mystical old knights or princes or whatever. They're teenagers that
somewhere in a
bad hair day.
Dank dungeon-like comic shop. Three overweight men with 90s ponytails. That is not how Gushi dressed.
I thoroughly overrealized that Yellow Ranger is supposed to be a boy. Why are they making it a girl? It doesn't work.
I do find it hilarious how they had to go back and give all the Sentai skirts for when the females Gokai change. I was just like, that's an interesting detail they felt was necessary.
That's what I read that got me into watching Gokaiger in the first place.
Skirts?
Well, it's like I didn't understand what it meant when they said that they got the powers of the other Rangers, because I wasn't right. watching it, and I had only read this, that they sort of, their powers come from the other Rangers. And I was like, what's that mean? And I read a post about it, and it said that, like, the Pink Ranger changed into all these different things, and there was one that, I think it was the White Ranger from Jungle Fury. And it said that it was a female version of that suit, and so I was kind of curious as to what that meant. So I tracked down.
You heard it here first, folks. You heard it here first, folks. Wow. You heard it here first, folks. They announced a female version of a male ranger, and my gut curious.
I was just wondering, like, what? Well, it said that it's a female version of a male suit, and I just wondered what that meant. So I tracked down the episode that it was in, and it was like, wow.
And it meant skirt.
But it's like, in watching for that bit, the show was really good. And I think that was the fifth episode in, so I went back and saw the first four episodes, and I was hooked from then on in. And then they followed it up with Go Busters, and I saw, like, the first two episodes of that, and I was like, oh. This is not as good.
Oh, it's not as good, huh?
No. We were talking robot gorilla and rabbit, and the rabbit's like a giant egg with ears, and the other one's supposed to be like a wolf or a lion, some majestic animal, but it's not. It's just a guy dressed as a robot.
I think I mentioned this to you on Twitter. I warmed up to them after I found out the GoBusters gimmick was like they're a spec ops team or whatever. But when I first saw those costumes, I was like, those are like the Dollar General Power Ranger costumes your mom got you at Halloween when she was like, you want to be a Power Ranger? My mom doesn't want to drop $50 to buy you a Power Ranger costume.
It was like the Value Village Fighter Ranger costume.
Mm-hmm. All it's missing is to say Fighter Ranger across the chest. So all your friends can go, what's a Fighter Ranger? It's a Power Ranger, basically. It's just way cheaper. My mom's so frugal and smart, and on the inside, you're fucking crying. How long does it love me?
And what was the one I was watching yesterday? What was that show? It was a Sentai, but it's the unofficial Sentai.
Akiba Ranger?
Yes. That one was actually pretty funny.
I've only seen clips from it, but I need to track it down, because what I've seen always makes me laugh.
The main character is 29 years old.
Oh, God.
And super obsessed with Sentai.
Oh, God.
And this one anime that is, like, you find out that a movie of this character is coming out, and he's super obsessed with her, too. And he's, like, got the hug pillow and shit of her. But he has this fantasy of talking to this girl that he's delivering a package to, and, it, like, goes through his head that when she finds out that he's an adult Sentai fan and anime fan, that she's, like, too embarrassed to even be around him. And I'm watching this, and this show speaks to me.
Yeah, I do find when I, because I had a date the other, well, there was a girl I went on a couple dates with, and she came over to my place for the first time the other night. And, like, beforehand, I'm just like, look, I just want you to know when you see my room. So much nerdy shit on the wall.
I'm not really that big of a nerd. Yeah, I am.
I just want you to know I've been collecting these things for years. It's not that weird. This is what happens when you dedicate your life to buying shit you don't really need. Where are you going?
Come back, please.
Please, I will pay you.
You walking out to your car is the weirdest foreplay I've ever had, but I'm ready for the sex to begin.
Look, if you come back, I'll give you my mint on card flat. What? No, what it means is it's still in the packaging and it's pristine. Like, I just... Where are you? God damn it, no. We'll call this one Sad Cast.
But no, it's,
Everybody will be like, hey, Chris, what's it like when you and Mike do a podcast at 5 in the morning? And we'll be like, pretty sad.
It's just this.
It's just Mike and I having him. If we do it at 2, 3 in the morning, it's 2 hours of Power Rangers. If we do it at 5 in the morning, it's 20 minutes of Power Rangers, followed by, oh, God, nobody likes us.
We haven't.
I like you, Mike.
We've been talking about Sentai, not Power Rangers. There is a difference.
There is a difference. I'm just curious, did you push your glasses back up on the bridge of your nose when you said that? Or maybe, like, adjusted your pizza stained shirt? Or there is a difference, sir.
I don't wear glasses because I'm not a massive nerd.
Exactly how many Power Ranger action figures are on display in your room right this second?
Right this second? Oh shit, there are more than I thought. Because when I moved, a lot of that stuff got boxed up, and I haven't bothered going up in the attic and getting it back out.
The litmus test should be, look around your room. In the event of the apocalypse, and you're needing to entertain yourself, exactly how many seasons of Power Rangers could you recreate right now?
Oh, only, one. Well, I get Mighty Morphin, so three.
The answer to the litmus test is, if it's more than one, you're a massive nerd. If it's one,
if it is one, you're a massive nerd.
Yeah. If it's one or more, you're a massive nerd. If you are 29 and can look at your wall and say, "Yeah, I can just recreate the one season of Power Rangers," no.
Well, thanks, Chris. This is a great idea. I was feeling kind of good.
We need to perk you up. Hey, there's massive nuclear heats on Cassius Ohno.
Oh, what's wrong with him now?
It's not really that massive heat. They want to bring him up, but they want him to, not look like the Pillsbury Doughboy stuffed into trunks when they bring him up, because I guess they said he's a little flabby. Which he is, but, you know, flabby for a wrestler is really good shape for us, so.
But, okay, let's look at CM Punk, not a great body. Daniel Bryan, not a great body. And they're the two most over guys in the company.
Yeah.
So, what do they want?
Cassius Ohno's got some muffin top going on.
So does Punk?
Not like Cassius Ohno does. I'm gonna put a picture in the chat for you.
I always love picture time.
A little bit of a muffin top.
That's not bad.
It is if you're a professional wrestler.
He's bent forward. It squishes up.
That's what she said.
No, don't say that. God damn it, I hate that. Fish said that to me twice tonight.
Fish is dead now.
Yes. If he wasn't in Australia, I would kill him.
Is that why he stayed in Australia? So he could use That's What She Said jokes on you?
Yes. So that I couldn't murder him easily.
Of course you couldn't murder him easily. Do you know what he's survived against in Australia?
I do, because I was down there too.
Yeah. You two are now like survival experts. If you had been in the woods with Arnie, they would have defeated the Predator easily, and everyone would have survived.
Let's see.
That's a long way to go to make a bad Predator joke. Man.
Former WWE developmental talent to be charged with murdering his girlfriend?
It's somebody from like 2 or 3 years ago.
Chris Benoit was a champion. He was out of developmental.
Oh, Mike.
Too soon?
Well, I mean, I made my Power Ranger joke the other day. I can't really judge you.
What Power Ranger joke?
You remember when you said, make a Sentai including pirate zombies and ninjas?
Oh, yeah.
And I said, well, that's easy. Mega Force Yellow will just be a CGI toy train.
Jason Frank doesn't like you now.
Jason David Frank.
You and the creators
of... As he falls out of the plane, they're like, do you really hate that guy who hosts ARG? And he's like, yeah, what's ARG?
You and the people who made that Trivial Pursuit are on his shit list.
Oh, is he the one freaking out about that Trivial Pursuit question?
That's the whole thing that started it, was because he posted a Vine that he read off the question and then just kind of looked at the camera and said, I don't think that should have been in there. And then it ended. And
But it's Trivial Goddamn Pursuit.
Yeah. That's what I was saying to all the people freaking out about it. It's like, look, the only reason why you're upset about it is because it was a fairly recent death and it's directly related to something that you're into. If it was a question about how Abe Lincoln died, you wouldn't bat an eyelash at it.
Yeah. Oh my God. I would love to spearhead the campaign for that.
I told Matt the whole story, and then we went into Barnes & Noble, and there was a Rockstar Trivial Pursuit, and I just hold it up, and I'm like, I bet there's lots of questions about dead people in this one.
Oh my God, can we just work together and release Trivial Pursuit Dead Wrestlers Edition?
He died of soma usage.
The only questions everybody gets consistently are the Chris Benoit ones.
Yeah.
This rabid Wolverine choked the life out of a little boy.
Wolverines don't choke.
They do if they've done flying headbutts for 20 years. Ba-da-bum, Tish. We're going to hell.
Welcome to the Death Cast.
We're pissing off so many wrestling fans. Because this week it's bad Chris Benoit jokes. Last week it was fuck you draws, we can still walk. We'd like to apologize to our wrestling list. Tarv is, like, just sitting in the hotel shaking his head. Hi, Tarv.
Oh, guys. Oh, no.
I'm going to have to start working on my dead wrestler material for next week. Well, Draws isn't dead, but, you know.
I didn't even bother listening to last week's. Did you edit out where you knew what Arco's name was?
Fuck no. I tell you what, the listeners to this podcast are lucky I invest the time to edit the silence out of these damn things. I put it up raw.
All three listeners are lucky. You owe us.
Hey.
Cutting the silence out.
Did you know Austin St. John and Jesse Sorensen have something in common?
Their broken necks?
One big break, and now you can't find them anywhere.
Did you come up with that one yourself?
Like, just now. That was next week I'll have a better Jesse Sorensen joke. I promise.
And I just saw, like, I've been just looking at WrestleZone for possible topics to talk about. And the first thing that I see is Mark Madden posting TNA owes Jesse Sorensen nothing.
Hey, how do you get famous real quick on the internet? I know, piss everybody off.
God, I hate Mark Madden so hard. He's one of these guys, though, that like, I hate him, and I always disagree with him, but I can't help but read his comments.
Right.
It's like, I read them and then just yell at what a fat, stupid blowhard he is. Like, yes, you worked in WCW and you hung out with Ric Flair. That doesn't make you a fucking expert on wrestling, idiot.
Dixie does indeed owe nothing to Sorensen. Madden does owe the Golden Corral the courtesy of a phone call before he empties the food supply for the next couple of days. That's a good one. Walter Powell, I appreciate that sense of humor, sir.
We'll send you out an ARG windbreaker.
You can get an ARG flask or ARG footy pajamas, sir.
You should get the coffee head guy, whatever.
The coffee head guy.
He still hasn't released another fucking Operation Gamer. Remember how they were supposed to be like monthly or weekly and...
Right?
Like, no, I'm coming back with them, I promise, and they're going to be weekly.
I hate to just kind of gossip about the guy, so of course I'm not going to mention him by name. Pain in the ass.
I already said the name of his show, so...
Yeah, but I don't even think you can find that by the name of the show. It's probably misspelled.
It's a gamer with a Y.
Well, that's so we can get that niche audience. You know, the people who can't spell. What niche did you think I was talking about?
I don't know.
Anyways, I was alerted to a slew of tweets, which basically meant for several years in a row, he would do this thing where he would tweet about how he was at Comic-Con and what a big deal he was. But all his news was always, like, you know, check out this breaking news from Comic-Con that was reported on G4 TV 20 minutes ago.
So it's his copy and pasted press releases.
Yeah.
That were on.
And now that G4 is gone, he doesn't do that anymore.
Wait, G4 is gone?
Well, it's no way. I thought it was.
I mean, I never watched it because I didn't care about any of the shows that were on it. But I know that there were nerds out there who did.
Yeah. G4 became the Esquire Network in April.
Oh, God. That's really not the same audience.
Well, I mean, G4 was too busy trying to get Spike TV's audience, so.
I guess.
So anyways, he does his usual copy and paste thing for Comic-Con, but at one point I just go check. I'm like, is this motherfucker still lying to his audience and saying he's at Comic-Con, but not, you know, posting any pictures? I went to Comic-Con and didn't take any fucking pictures. I'm a journalist.
I'm at Comic-Con, but not at Comic-Con.
And I see, just had a client inform me, someone is at Comic-Con representing the website. We are not at Comic-Con. If you see this person, please take a picture and send it to me. And I'm like, what?
Who the fuck would...
So I was really petty. I took that moment and I tweeted, hey guys, we're not at Comic-Con, but we're also not delusional enough to think anyone's impersonating us. For fuck's sake, dude.
Who would pretend to be this douchebag?
Us, but we weren't there.
I mean, whose life is so sad that they would pretend to be this idiot?
I could see you at Comic-Con just say horrible, offensive things and then yell, watch the next Operation Gamer and run.
I hate black people. Check out the nerdporium.com.
Jesse Sorensen couldn't wrestle anyways.
I'd be much more offensive than that.
Would you? Would you really?
Nerdporium says Holocaust didn't happen.
Ooh. Anyways.
I don't even know if I'm saying the website correctly.
You're not, but I'm not going to correct you because I don't want to promote that motherfucker.
Yeah. If you're really that interested, whoever's listening to this, go ahead, look him up, whatever. He's an idiot.
Yeah.
Even though I Hate Godzilla is hilarious for all the wrong reasons.
I think infants do more convincing Hulk Hogan poses. Like, I could father a child right now. Like, take the frozen baby rocket and put it in the vagina. Call back to last week, and when it de-thaws and slides out in its thaw goop. Best description of how babies are made ever. I can't wait to have kids to tell them that. Well, we picked you up at Walmart in a bullet-shaped block of ice, and I wedged you up in your mama's vajayjay. And once the goop reached a sufficient temperature to thaw out, you were revived, and you just slid right out like you were on a slip and slide.
And then you show them the thawing scene from Austin Powers.
Yes.
With the warm liquid goo face.
This is exactly
like
what
that.
It looked like. It's a lot like that. You did pee for 30 minutes afterwards. But once that baby is thawed out, if you look at that baby and you go, you, it will do a better Hulk Hogan pose than that coffee-headed dude did.
Well, to be fair, he's only got, like, 6 inches of room in that bedroom that he records everything in, so it's hard to get your arms to a full
extent. Hey. That's a New York City apartment, sir. That's a mansion. Don't talk that way about the offices. I know that the ARG offices aren't quite as impressive, but we do have those fountains that have high C in them.
I still love that he wakes up, yawns, and then goes to his bedroom. It's like, what room did he come out of where he was waking up?
Where was he sleeping? Fell asleep on the shitter and had to get up and go to the bedroom and play some video games while he waited on his legs to wake up.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
devoted too much time to that idiot already.
Yeah. Hey, wrestling.
Wrestling.
Because we only know three things: Power Rangers, wrestling, and people who piss us off.
So were there? Okay, we'll go back to him. What were there more tweets than just the one where you called him out?
No, just the one. I didn't call him out for it. Oh yeah, no, that I didn't even direct that at him.
Oh okay.
I did kind of go into my usual tirade after that, which is, you know, by the way, you can't call yourself a journalist if your quote-unquote journalism is copy-pasting press releases and then not publicizing that the press releases, posting them as original content. That's, no. No.
But they're, no. They're original on the site that he stole them from.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you think mm-hmm. about it...
I try not to.
It's original content, just not his original content. Anyway. What else we got?
So, now that Jesse Sorensen's been released, are you going to go wrestle for TNA?
Might as well. No. I'm just going to buy them in a month when they go bankrupt. So Chris Sabin claims he's not worried about the future of TNA.
Of course he's not. He's Chris Sabin.
You're employed by them and you're the champion. You're kind of paid to say that they're doing good.
Yeah.
I'm sure that Booker T wasn't worried about WCW when Shane McMahon walked in.
I'm good. Good podcast. Welcome to,
Yeah, I really don't have anything else to talk about.
Yeah, so go Kyger.
I'm looking at shit, like, come on, wrestling, there's gotta be some news here. Video games, anything, really? No? Okay. What happened in my life? Well, I woke up, I drew some comics and played some video games and then masturbated and cried.
Yeah, I mean, I've been working, like, 40 to 50-hour weeks. That's about the extent of my life.
You don't even have time to masturbate and cry.
I have to do them at the same time.
So you use two tissues?
Yeah, just the one. I get all the tears on my dick. Lubricants. Kind of sucks, though, because if I do it more than two or three times a day, the salt kind of gets into the open wounds.
Yeah.
I love how you went, yeah, wait.
I thought that you were going for the whole, like, it gets in the urethra bit, but...
I'm going to have a voice clip of you starting to agree with something and then immediately realizing it's a bad idea to agree with it.
Yeah. We had to explain to Matt's girlfriend why you don't beat off with soap. We were having this conversation of things that you need to teach your children, and he's like, I don't know if I should teach them that or not, because that's kind of a weird subject to bring up. Like, don't jerk off with shampoo. And she's like, why wouldn't you?
You don't use anything that... Ooh.
There's a lot of reasons why you shouldn't.
Look, son, when you're in the bathtub, there's two items you're going to see. One is baby oil, one is shampoo. Baby oil is okay. Shampoo is not.
Why would you have baby oil in the tub?
Maybe you masturbate frequently in your tub. Maybe you like the way it makes you feel. Maybe you have a baby.
If I'm having this conversation with my kid, I hope they're old enough that I'm not using baby oil on them anymore.
Who's the cutest little munchkin? And who's not gonna masturbate with shampoo? It's you! It's you!
It's into the open wounds. Good lord.
Sure, you had that one weekend where you were 14 and you were home alone and you just masturbated furiously, and by the end of the first day, you were just like a chafed, raw mess, but you were like, no, more, more. No?
Well, the sad thing is, yeah.
To have the vigor of 14 again.
No shit. To be able to push through the pain like that.
28? I couldn't have a weekend like that. After two or three times, it's just like, ah.
Now
it's on YouTube.
Now I get a calf cramp in the middle of it and got to tap out. I can't finish.
For some reason, I just imagine you've tapped out with the wrong hand and accidentally punched yourself in the dick.
No, I'm done.
Oh, God.
Oh, now I'm really done. Oh, God.
Gentlemen, if you're listening to this also, remember, you've never had a true day. You've never had a true experience as a man until you've had to crawl to a bathroom to ensure you're not pissing blood.
I never had that. I've never been there.
No. It's not related to masturbation. Thankfully. That would be awkward. No, I was a freshman in high school, it was lunch, and it was an open campus, so we're all like across the street at the arcade, and there was this one, you know, there was that one girl your freshman year everybody made fun of for being a whore, and she didn't actually fuck anybody, she was just an easy target. I made some comment, I can't even remember what I said, and the next thing I know, her foot is just like embedded in my penis. And, like, I don't feel anything for a minute. I have, like, a full, like, 2 minutes to look down and see her foot, like, firmly between my balls and go, huh, before I drop to my knees and go, I'm fine, and just kind of limp out and go back to the school, and immediately I'm just like, I've got to make sure I'm the she fucking, dude, that was a hard kick.
Now I'm just ragging her. What did you say to this poor girl?
I don't remember.
Clearly you deserved it.
It was, dude, that, oh god, that was 13 years ago.
Oh.
Shit. Oh.
I'm just pissed. I'm getting messages from people on Facebook now. Because apparently the people that were all part of the, like, stupid goddamn leadership class.
10-year reunion.
They're all on that goddamn committee, and of course they all friended me on Facebook because school spirit, yay! It's like, I didn't fucking like you when I went to school with you. I don't like you now. But then, of course, yeah, I'm getting all these messages now. 10-year reunion, you coming, Mike?
No.
Like, the only person I would go there to see is Matt, and I see him every weekend, so...
The correct response to that is open bar?
Not even an open bar.
Oh, why would you even want to go then? What's the point of going to see everybody 10 years after your high school graduation if you can't get so drunk that you forget that you had to go to your 10-year high school graduation?
Yeah, it's like $60 a ticket and no open bar.
Wait, like, what is it?
There's a million other things I could spend $60 on. I mean, I don't drink, so the open bar would mean nothing to me anyway, but still, $60 just to go see a bunch of people that I didn't like 10 years ago.
God,
I'm old.
Save the Taylor House in Somerville, Georgia. The city wants it demolished or repaired, and the citizens want it saved. Post how you can help. 1,600 people like this page. 980 people are talking about it. I lived in that town for a decade. I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. I've never seen this house. And also, I don't see how this is a concern. The city wants it demolished or repaired. The citizens want it saved. Fucking fix it. How is this a concern? And look, I'm looking at the fucking Facebook page. The people talking about it are the people saying, where the fuck is this house?
Apparently it's a big deal.
It's a big fucking deal. I'm going to dedicate this episode of ARG to the Taylor House. It's got to be saved because apparently it's so bad off nobody can fucking find the goddamn thing.
Do you remember that guy in the comic shop, Sandler CD?
No.
He lived, I think, I want to say Oklahoma, some town in Oklahoma, where the big event of the town was that they were digging up this car that they had buried 30 years earlier, and it was like a time capsule thing. And he was in the chat room just so goddamn excited because they were digging up this fucking 70s Beetle.
Digging up car in Oklahoma. Search.
I could be wrong about the state. The guy was an idiot, so I don't know where.
Tulsa to dig up car buried for 50 years on Friday.
Wait, when is that article from?
2007.
Oh, shit, it might have been.
In 1957, a brand new Plymouth Belvedere was buried on the grounds of the Tulsa County Courthouse on blocks and in a vault that was as airtight as possible at the time. It will be dug up Friday afternoon. I don't get it. They wanted to preserve the car so they could look at it in 50 years. Why did they have to bury it?
Why did they bury the goddamn thing?
Like, who said we need to make sure we can look at this car in 50 years? The solution is to cover it in dirt.
We're going to seal it in concrete and then pour dirt on top of that concrete.
I imagine somebody was like, what if we just put it on the street and take a really good... No, it must be buried!
Why don't we just take it to a museum and, like, put it in a glass case so no one can get at it and, you know, like we do with those artifacts that we want to preserve.
The car was evidently water leaked into the vault. The car was in bad shape, but the time capsule was in perfect condition. So I guess what we're saying is this was a fucking failure. Because the entire point was to preserve the car, which we didn't. You know what would have been a lot easier? Bury the time capsule, but maybe, I don't know, park the car on top of the damn time capsule. Why would you bury it? Why? Because, you know, there's no such thing as a 50-year-old classic car that still works today.
Well, 50 years ago, they didn't know that. 2007 was the distant future. We were all going to be flying in the 50s.
We probably won't have set foot on the ground for decades by the time 2007 rolls around. Have you seen the Jetsons? And the correct answer is no, because it wasn't on the air yet.
I always love watching movies from even, like, the 80s, that is, like, in the distant future of 1995.
I remember in 1999, Sci-Fi Channel, when it actually showed, like, old sci-fi shows like a Sci-Fi Channel should, and not Sharknado.
Hey, Sharknado was brilliant. How dare you?
They showed, like, a Lost in Space marathon, and I'm like, oh my god, it's so futuristic. I'm so excited. I love Lost in Space. And they showed the pilot, and they're like, 1997. Oh, shit. I'm like, this was 2 years ago.
Oh, god. Yeah. How disappointed was everyone? Even me, when the year 2000 rolled around. It's like, really? This is it? This is the year 2000? Remember, like, even in 1997, the year 2000 seemed so far away.
Oh my god, we had such hope.
And then it came, and it's like, good lord, it's the same as it was for the last 10 years.
1997, we had technology was booming, the internet was a new thing, the Star Wars prequels, we didn't know they were gonna suck yet. There was such hope for the future. And then it's like January 1st, 2000. Oh, so nothing changed? Okay.
Like, Y2K didn't even kick off. That was a disappointment, too.
The computers only read the last two digits, and... Like, I remember my family had bottled water and, like, canned ham stocked up. We ate canned ham for a damn month.
You're kidding me! Like, your family like, bought into that shit?
For some reason! Yeah, they had, like...
Oh, my God.
They had the, like, we weren't, like, in the basement huddled around. It was just kind of like, we had just got a Sam's Club membership, and it was kind of like, you know, just in case, we should stock up on the non-perishables. So it's like, not only did Y2K not happen, but we had the added slap of the face of, now you have to eat all this shit.
And we have all this unperishable food that we need to get rid of.
It was funny, too, because I was thinking the other day, I was in Walmart, and Twinkies are back.
Oh, God, yeah, Matt lost his mind.
And I'm like, right now, there's somebody with, like, their six-month-old, like, you were born in the dark time when the Twinkies weren't around. The
Twinkies disappeared.
But it's okay, they're back now. You'll never live without a Twinkie. The Twinkies persevered, and so will you.
I still don't understand why people freaked out about that. Like, Hostess is gone, no more Twinkies! Like 3 days after they said that they were going under, someone had bought up Twinkie. Brought up the property and the fucking recipe. Like, it's fine, Heshers, you'll be okay.
The new Twinkies evidently only have, like, a 14-month shelf life.
Oh, no.
So they won't survive the apocalypse. Oh, my God. If Y2K happens tomorrow, Twinkies, done. You've only got another year of Twinkies.
Y2K happens tomorrow, 13 years later.
Well, you know, has your computer ever been processed into something really slow because of a virus scan? Think of it like that. All the computers are going to go, done, what now? Wait, what's the date? Son of a bitch, it's 1913, why are we on?
I love it. The computers are going to think it's 1900 and they haven't been invented yet, so they're going to shut down.
Like, I'm just sitting there like, wait, so the computers are going to be like, oh, we don't exist yet, and just turn off? I don't think that works.
That's like in movies when someone travels back in time and they're looking at their watch and it's spinning backwards.
Yeah.
It's like, no, that's not how watches work. It's still a machine that's going to keep ticking forward. They're not actually affected by time.
Like, the computer is just going to go, well, I'm done.
Guess I survived 100 years. Been a good run. God damn it.
America.
But my aunt, it's not that she bought into it. She just thought it was incredibly novel. Bought Y2K wine. Because she's like, what? So if the computers stop working, grapes aren't going to grow anymore?
Why is there no more wine? The recipes were on the computers.
Oh!
I made a, similar to that, on Cafe Press after the Rapture Scare of 2012. You remember that one.
Oh, of course, because I was huddled under my desk for a day. I was huddled under the desk on my birthday, for Christ's sake, waiting for the world to implode.
I made a Cafe Press shirt. I didn't, like, put a markup or anything on it, so I was like, I'm not going to make any money off this. What's the point? I'll do something where I can go, hey, guys, look what I made. I made a shirt that said, I survived the 2012 Rapture, and all I got was this shitty T-shirt. I actually sold a couple of them. Right now, somewhere in the world, somebody's walking around wearing my I Survived the 2012 Rapture T-shirt, going, or 2010, whenever it was.
It was 12. Oh, no, the Rapture was 10.
Yeah.
No, it's the 2012 was the Mayan apocalypse.
2012 was the Mayan apocalypse.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2010 was when the guy was like, hey, we've looked at Revelations, and this is when, you know, the Rapture starts, and everybody was kind of like, have you read Revelations?
There's a lot of shit that has to happen before the Rapture does.
There's a lot of weird shit I feel like we would have noticed.
It's not just like everyone wakes up one day and Jesus is there with a list.
I completely forgot to go through with it. Because, you know, I was kind of like, oh, the Rapture's tomorrow. And then forgot about it. I told everybody, I was like, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go out at like 4 in the morning. And I'm just going to put some empty clothes in my porch chair. And just, like, sit in the living room and wait. When everybody gathers around talking, I'm going to open the door nude and go, oh, thank God.
Now, you live in an area where if someone saw a pile of clothes on Rapture Day just laying in the middle of the street, there'd be a fucking riot.
What did we do wrong? Oh, my God, that would be the thing to do. Get a school bus and, like, park it in front of Walmart with, like, a bunch of clothes in it.
A bunch of children's clothes and backpacks laying in it.
And have somebody dressed up like a bus driver just sitting there looking terrified. I was just driving them all home from the Christian day camp. They were all singing This Little Light of Mine. And they all went, not gonna let him, and disappeared. I don't know what they were going to let him do. I'm so confused.
Where are the children? Oh, God.
I'm going to put that on my list of things to do before I die.
No, I liked when, like, the first one, because there were two in 2010, weren't there?
Well, there was one, and then it didn't happen, and the guy who said it was the first one went, oh, maybe I misinterpreted the Book of Revelations, and we all went, no shit.
But he said, like, oh, no, it was, like, I thought it was going to happen in May, but I didn't carry the one, so it's going to happen in October. And then October came, and it didn't happen again, and that's, like, that was the guy's third strike. He did one in the 80s, too, I think.
He did one in the 80s. He did this one, and he got, like, wads of cash from donations, and they went, no, it's in October, and got wads more cash, and I don't think we've heard from him since.
No.
He's probably on a fucking island somewhere.
He's in Jamaica going, you won't believe what these motherfuckers in America believe. Yeah, they think they're just going to wake up tomorrow morning, and if they've been good, they disappear.
No, it was the Mayan apocalypse that had me hiding in my desk.
Because I remember that was the one where I saw everybody on Facebook celebrating, and then you saying, you thought it was going to happen at midnight? You got 24 hours to go, motherfucker.
Yeah. It was like all the people on like in Australia and China and shit in that time zone are going, well, it's like it's the 21st and nothing's happened yet. It's like the Mayans lived in South America. You think it's going to happen on your timeline? No.
Yeah.
Whenever it hits them, that's when it was going to hit. It's not going to hit you. They didn't give a shit about you. They didn't even know about you.
They thought you were just an island of giant spiders and sheep.
Yeah, I had to rain on everybody's parade because I was going through a panic attack of my own. No, you can't all be happy that the world didn't explode because I'm still here in a puddle of my own sweat and urine.
Mike here to rain on your parade. You know it's really going to rain on your parade? The hailstones that are going to come from the sky when the world ends in 2 hours. You know who really hated that the 2012 apocalypse didn't happen, though? Whoever bought the rights to the movie 2012, because they can't fucking show that on TV now.
But they do. You turn those on rights. Just pick any time of the day that you want and look at what's on FX. It'll be playing 2012.
They're trying to get the most out of those rights. Which doesn't make a lot of sense, because if they bought the rights, thinking we're going to make a ton of money off this, what would have happened if the world did end? We wasted all our money on the rights to 2012! We need supplies now!
That's when, as it was leading up to that, I was watching the History Channel. I was watching something on there. And they had done a bunch of documentaries in, like, 2010 and 11 about the 2012 apocalypse. And for, like, November and December, they were saying all apocalypse DVDs 50% off. And I was just like, well, I guess that's good, because if it does happen, doesn't matter. And if it doesn't happen, then they need to get rid of this inventory for tax purposes.
We just bought $700 worth of apocalypse DVDs, so if the world doesn't end, we're going to have a good laugh. We're also going to be destitute.
Yeah, that was a horrible month.
Man, I remember hearing about it, and I was so pissed I didn't get in on this. There were people who were like, they were telling people, hey, you know, if you pay us this much money, if you get raptured, we'll take care of your pets and your house.
Yes, I remember those people.
I was like, oh, that's genius, because I don't feel bad for preying on those morons. Yeah, don't worry, if you get called up with the angels and the whatnot, I'll take care of your shit.
Take care of your dog and your house.
Yeah. Alright, I got $100,000 and this old person just abandoned their house to me.
Yeah, you don't want to find the people that's like, if it does happen, then I'll take care of your stuff. You want to find the people that are, like, ready to hand over all their shit.
Yeah. Which, I mean, me and my roommate were talking about this the other day. We kind of hope the rapture does happen soon, because then all the annoying people will be gone. They're going to leave, and we're going to be like, Earth got a lot more fun all of a sudden.
Until the mouth of hell opens up and demons flood the streets. That's not going to be fun.
I live in Georgia, I'm used to that. Mouth of hell, whatever.
The devil went to Georgia.
He was looking for a soul to steal.
Charlie Daniels told me this.
It's okay, I've got my gold violin.
You don't know how to play the violin. And it's a fiddle.
That's why you got my soul. Satan waited until I was done, and then he went, we're having a fiddle contest. You lose. And I went, ah, son of a bitch.
Like playing classical music on your violin. He's like, that, no. It's a fiddle contest.
No. How are you doing that?
God. We almost got an hour out of this podcast, even though it was mostly just random bullshit.
We can look at Phil's cosplay pictures and comment on those.
Okay.
Let's pull up some of Phil's cosplay. I gotta admit, I do like his Gokai Silver cosplay.
He has a lot of really good costumes, I'm surprised.
He does.
It's like, I wouldn't, nothing against Phil or anything, but it's like he doesn't seem like someone who would have had.
Yeah, I'm impressed. I didn't think he would have the capability.
Yeah,
like he didn't strike me as somebody who could sew.
Yeah, exactly. That yes.
I'm just like, huh. But like his Taskmaster suit's actually really spot on, and then you realize he did a female Taskmaster variant that he wears around, and you're like, Phil.
Whatever, let the boy do what he wants. This is the same guy that had a box of his ex-girlfriend's stuff, took it out in the street, and pissed on it.
Oh. Sorry, I just saw a picture of Namor carrying the Invisible Woman, but Phil has photoshopped his face onto the Invisible Woman's body. Oh, wait, no, somebody else did that. Okay, thank God. I was going to say, Phil, I know you like Namor. What was that joke? What was that you say to make fun of him? You know, Namor is just the butt baby of Aquaman and the Punisher.
Yeah. Butt baby. That was a phrase we used a lot back in the comic shop days. Is butt baby.
Butt baby. But like Phil's Black Panther cosplay.
Yeah.
That looks way better than I would have thought he could have made.
I think he told me that. At least the helmet for the Gokai Silver was made for him by somebody else.
Yeah, I can't blame him for that. I wouldn't want to attempt that. I gotta admit, though, having watched Gokaiger now and seeing how cool the costumes look, I wouldn't mind cosplaying as a Gokaiger.
Just because you dress like Luca doesn't mean you're fucking her.
I don't think I would. No. Just, no. No. The Falcon costume really impresses me, too, by the way. Just because those fucking wings have got to be the biggest pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Phil, I know you don't listen to this, you fucker. But good on you.
You're way more talented than you deserve to be.
If we had to guess how talented you were before this, we wouldn't have guessed this talented. God, we're assholes.
He's in this parade?
Yeah.
That had to be hot as shit.
Bet it was cool as hell, though.
Just weird going through these pictures, and it's like, hey, Power Rangers, superheroes, and Phil just being Phil.
Yeah. Power Rangers, superheroes, Phil wearing a skirt? Phil? Mike gets really confused because he sees this picture of Phil and he's like, something's awakening inside of me. Oh, the Zemo costume. I'd forgotten about that one. Phil, why are you so damn talented? We need to get Phil to cosplay as you.
As me?
Yeah. Like, Phil, could you just go to a con dressed as Mike and promote the podcast?
Oh, that's the Lady Taskmaster. There we go.
Yeah.
It's like, is it supposed to be... Is there a Lady Taskmaster, or is that just a sailor scout uniform that he put a Taskmaster mask on?
I think it's because he's got an actual Taskmaster costume. I think he just put on a skirt and a big bow.
Okay. I was going to say, as you were, like, stuttering there, I was like, don't even act like you don't know what the Sailor Scouts are. Just say yes or no. Like, just shut up. You know you ain't cool. Just...
I am aware of who the Sailor Scouts are, yes. You know they did a Sailor Moon Sentai, right?
Mm-hmm. I looked for it for a little bit and then stopped.
Was it before or after you saw the morphing sequence where the 12-year-old girl turns into the cat girl?
I didn't see that.
You didn't see that? Oh, man. Let me help you out here, Mike. Sailor Moon Sentai Cat Transformation? Any day now, I expect Google's gonna just call me and be like, hey, listen, we'd like to discuss your search history.
Well, if they haven't called me to discuss mine, I doubt.
Sailor Moon Sentai? Sailor Moon Super Sentai? I don't think that's what I'm looking for here.
See, I think the thing that impresses me most about Phil's costumes is that he actually looks like he fits in that role. It, like, I'm looking at this picture with, like, a bunch of superheroes on the steps of something, and there's just the fattest Daredevil.
And let the record show, we feel that if you are not necessarily the, we'll just cosplay as who you want to. We don't care if you're fat Daredevil is what I'm trying to get at. But that is kind of a funny mental image. Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon. Sailor, okay. So I just have to search for Sailor Luna Henshin. Henshin!
I like that. I'm imagining some chick listening to that and ready to get all pissed off as I'm saying the fattest, and then I say Daredevil.
Well, then it's okay, because you're not talking about a woman.
Yeah,
did I say that out loud?
Because feminists only care if you attack women. They don't care if you talk about other guys. They say they do, but they really don't.
What? What? That's not what I want. Is this what I want?
Phil, will you have my kids? Whatever it is,
yep,
it's loud.
That's it. Huh?
Whatever it is loud as shit.
I feel like that's an adequate description of Sailor Moon. There you go, Mike.
All right, let's watch this thing. On the podcast, let's watch this.
On the podcast.
Nuna Beaton Pa! Makeup. What? That's not the strangest thing I've seen come out of Japan.
From Toku Central, Sailor Luna appeared at the end of Act 26. Once Sailor Moon awoke as the princess with the Ginzu Shizuya, Luna gained new powers to allow her to transform into a human and back to her plush form. So she's a plushie that turns into a human but is also a plush cat.
Yeah, not the weird.
Luna maintains her cat-like habits while in human form, although she picked up a sweet tooth. By dialing 672 on her Lunatia S and shouting Luna Prism Power, she transformed into a Sailor Senshi, becoming Sailor Luna. Her powers seem to be based on the candy element.
That's not an element.
That is not even close to an element.
I'll get the periodic chart out right now. There ain't no candy on there.
This is when you go plutonium and kryptonite and radion and peppermint.
When did Kit Kats become an element?
If you'll excuse me, I need a little more element Reese's Cups.
Oh, fuck you, Internet. I'm not buying a tablecloth of the periodic elements.
Man, the Sailor Moon Sentai is a weird, weird thing. Let's take these moderately normal-looking Japanese girls and dress them up like cartoon characters.
Why not? Why am I in Google Shopping? Is that why everything's coming up to buy this?
Oh, wait a minute. Toku Central has a page on the greatest Sentai series ever.
They have lots of pages.
With an air date of October 3rd, 1994 to December 8th, 1994. Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills.
Oh, shit!
It was only on the air for 2 months.
It's got 41 episodes. Did they really air 41 episodes in 2 months?
I want to say yeah, because I think they aired it in like 2 to 3. Like, they would air like 2 to 4 episodes at a time. Because, you know, they had to burn through all that fucking... All the fucking episodes. You gotta air them all so they can go, yeah, it sucked, you're canceled.
But really... The, like, every time I watch it, it's bad, but it's kind of funny bad.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised it didn't stick around longer.
I'm not surprised, but, you know. Like, I can see why it didn't stick around longer. I feel like we appreciate it now, ironically, based on what has happened with the, like Super Sentai franchises and whatnot.
I think we see it ironically now because we see now what adults thought kids were in the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah. Tokusatsu, Spider-Man, Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighter, Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad, VR Troopers, Big Bad Beetleborgs, Beetleborgs Metallics. Oh my god, Mystic Knights of Tirnanogue.
I was thinking of that show the other day, and I can't find anything of it. Like, they got some YouTube videos of the opening sequence and stuff, but they don't have any episodes.
Which is, I was surprised it didn't last longer than it did, because I don't remember it being terrible.
I don't remember ever seeing it.
I watched a few episodes of it. It wasn't,
I mean,
like, it was, like, right when, it aired during, like, the Season 3 Power Rangers stuff. Yeah, September 98 to May 99. So, like, we're talking, like, when Power Rangers was kind of in that weird, we're still going, but we're kind of not that great limbo. I know that doesn't narrow it down, but
I don't know. When was, like, what was 98, 99 in Power Rangers? That was, like, that had to be, like, Turbo or something. Turbo.
Yeah, that was, like, yeah, because it was, like, right after they got all the new Turbo Rangers in there. It was like, here's a new Turbo, and then right after that, it's Mystic Knights of Tirnanogue.
Yeah, it's like, I remember it being on, and I remember seeing commercials for it, but I don't ever remember actually seeing it. And I thought about it the other day, and I was like, I should actually watch that, and I can't find anything about it. Whoever these people are putting together all these Power Rangers DVDs, Shout Factory, they'll probably do a thing on it. They've got all Beetleborgs and VR Troopers out.
Well, here's episode 1, but it's a really shitty recording. How shitty is a shitty recording? That's a pretty shitty recording.
How shitty is this shitty shittiness?
It says it's shitty, but how shitty is this shitty? Oh, that's pretty shitty. Shit, shit, shit.
Shit.
Look at that shittiness. Shit.
Alright, I think we should wrap this up, because I'm falling asleep.
Oh my god, I fucking forgot to hit record.
What?
Duh, gotcha, we'll see y'all next week.